The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Wow, this one's rough today. Oh, won't you be my neighbor? Yeah.
I am your neighbor right now. Right across from you.
Woo! Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. So what were you saying? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's funny. I'm wearing a cardigan. Just like...
Yeah. You should get your shoes and start tying them. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day. Oh, it'd be great.
I didn't even think about that when I was putting my shoes on to leave.
Hang on, let me tie my shoes, guys.
But you know what I was listening to on the way in?
What's that?
I was listening to Madonna and Tina Turner.
Oh, wow.
How come we don't hear more?
I know, we don't hear that.
Tina Turner. Those are the good days.
Yeah, those were the days. So, like, you know, Whitney Houston and who else? Like
Tina Turner, Whitney Houston,
Madonna. Summer.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper, like...
Blondie.
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
You know, that's the one-hit wonder. Yeah. Debbie Gibson. Kylie Minogue, Locomotion.
I remember Debbie Gibson, the one video that I saw. The one music video I saw on MTV.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I was just listening now on the way in, and I'm like, I'm listening to like Crazy for You by Madonna, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
The Thunderdome by Tina Turner. Oh, it's like
Mad Max.
Those are the greatest.
Yeah, those are the good tunes, man. Those are not like these. I just think most of the music these days is just whiny.
Some of it.
It's just so whiny. That's why kids are so whiny. I love this song. Yeah, here we go.
Hey, you know what? There was songs like that, you know, when we were Michael Bolton and Celine Dion.
What else?
I still won't ever forget that. And I saw this video.
Oh God,
the video, and it's a very widely used video in reels and in TikTok land, where like. If you remember, and it's true, 100% true, if you remember correctly, like that commercial, when it was the commercial about buying the album that had all those songs on it with Michael Bolton and Celine Dion, and it was the loudest commercial.
Oh, it was so loud.
That you ever heard, so if you were sleeping, it did wake you up.
Oh, yeah, many
it
times.
It did wake
like,
you up.
What do you want to hear from the 80s? It's like...
And I'm like, and it would play little clips of the songs, and you're half asleep, and mad that you woke up, but then you start listening to it, and you're like, oh, it's not so bad.
Who wants to hear this favorite from the 80s, Pudding in My Eye?
And you too can order.
You too can order Pudding in My Eye by Michael Bolton. What?
Order our 2-CD collection.
Yeah. But if you act
now. Do you remember the 12 CDs for 99 cents? What was that again?
I forget
what
that's called.
Yeah,
you're like, you never got any.
No, you got them, but you never paid for it.
I know, you never paid for it, never.
Because it was like you get those 12 CDs for like 99 cents, and then you had to have a subscription.
Yeah, you're like,
you know, I'm sitting there 16 years old filling it all out.
Yeah, you're like, yes.
You can't get me because I'm under age.
Yeah, you can't do anything to me.
You get the 12 CDs, and that's it.
That's all you get. And you're like, dang it, I should have picked that song. Ooh!
I should have picked this CD instead of this. I forget what that was called.
I can't remember, but it was so funny. Like, my dad would be like, here's your stupid CD thing. And I'm like, dan, 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 dan.
Boxes and boxes of CDs. He did it a few times.
You're like, yeah. I remember my dad did it a few times. He was like, got all his country music. Now I was like, you going to pay for that? He's like, no. I was like, dang.
Yeah, I paid the 99 cents, but...
But they keep sending it to him, and he just kept ordering it. I'm like, dude, you probably owe him like $50,000. He's like, probably, but
and they
I'm
never
not
went after people.
No, they didn't do anything.
No, they never went after people for that.
Oh, it was so funny. But
I don't think they could. I think there was something that they couldn't... I don't think they could.
They're like, we're giving away CDs. We're so stupid. Let's send them another flyer.
Yeah, let's send them more.
Sometimes you can get the same one, but
you get other deals. Like, you get these three CDs for $9.99, or.
But if you act now, you get two CDs for $9.99,
and we'll give you a free gift.
We'll give you this
free poster,
keychain, or a light.
We'll give you this free poster of John Bon Jovi.
We'll give you this keychain flashlight. You just push it.
Oh, so it's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday. It's the end of the week for some people. It's the beginning of the week for others.
It sure is.
But it is definitely the end of the workday for some, and again, the beginning of the workday for others.
Yeah, some people are like, oh, I don't want to go to work. Why?
Some are just getting ready to get out of work.
Yeah, some
and,
of them
are. And get on the drive home. It's wet. It's not slippery, but it's wet.
It's nasty. It's gross. I don't like it.
Do you know next week it's going to be in the 60s a couple days?
I heard Monday was going to be 70.
I didn't see that, but I saw Tuesday and Wednesday being in the 60s.
That's good, though. But if it's 70 Monday, whew, I'm going to be wearing some short shorts.
Shorty shorts like Daisy Dukes?
Yes.
Here comes Chuck and his Daisy Dukes.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. You guys pretty? So pretty. No, just the cloth ones that say juicy or booty on the back.
You're going to wear a halter top?
Yeah.
No, a crop top.
Yeah,
there
crop
you go.
Top or a tube top.
Yeah. But you can put one of those wigs on, like long hair, with a bandana, like one of those
pretending
bandanas.
Pretending I'm washing. Yeah. People are like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Try to wash my truck. Reach. You got to reach.
I can't reach it. It's crazy.
Chuck in a white t-shirt and Daisy Dukes.
Oh, God. It's going to be so terrifying. People will be like, yeah, but oh, my God. Like, what do you like, baby? That would be the scariest thing ever.
That'd be hilarious.
Like a werewolf.
Can you imagine just being mistaken from the back and you turn around? Man. Just like, what is that movie? Where he's like, what is his name in it?
Oh, I can't remember. Was it Tootsie?
No. It had,
I remember Dustin Hoffman played Tootsie, played a girl. And then some dude was like, yeah, and he turns around.
No. Tootsie was good.
Tootsie was funny.
No, this was the one with Adam Sandler. Oh.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the...
That one.
Chuck and...
Chuck and Larry.
Yeah, Chuck and Larry. Yeah, the guy in the bunny suit. What's his name? He was always doing movies with Chris Farley.
David Spade.
Yeah, David Spade. He was just in the bunny costume. And he had his butt, you know, and he had the bunny tail and everything, and he was checking him out, and he was like, wow, and he turned around, and he was like, oh, hi. It was
like,
hey. You like that?
You guys want to help me with these suds?
It was so funny.
He does
a great job.
He's awesome. I love David Spade. So the funny thing, this is funny. I was up last night because I couldn't sleep because I had a huge, humongous headache, and it was driving me insane. So, you know Chris Kattan, the guy that plays Corky Romano? The one that says, I should buy a boat!
Oh, yeah.
I messaged him, and I asked him if he would like to be on the show as our guest. And he said, I'm a little busy, but please keep in touch. So I was like, heck yeah. Like, I'll keep in touch.
Yeah, you will.
I'm like, hey!
Every single week.
Yeah.
Every other day.
Are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? You'd be like, dude, I can't stand this guy. It's like when I'm trying to bother Diane from Last American Virgin. She does the same thing.
Yeah.
Just keep in touch. Are you coming on? Nope.
It's like when you were a kid and you bothered your mom for the same thing over and over until she finally said yes because she was sick and tired of hearing it.
Like Stuart.
Yeah.
Mom. Mommy.
Mama.
Mama.
Mama. Mama. Mama.
What?
Mom. Mom! Mom!
Oh, that was great. What? He's like, and he walked away.
It's like, I love you.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen that way with me. If I was like, Mom! Mom, she whooped me.
Backhand to the face. Kids today still do the same thing to their parents. Like, my mom would be on the phone, and that's when I wanted something.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, Mom, I want this. Mom. She'd be on the phone.
Like pulling.
Yeah. She's pulling on the shirt.
Stop it. Hang on. Well,
As soon as she's off the phone, though, I'm outside for hours.
Yeah, exactly. See you.
Because I knew if she was on the phone, I wasn't going to get in trouble.
Yeah. I'm out there in the car playing with my cars in the dirt. Playing Dukes of Hazzard.
Being real loud in the other room.
Just the good old boys.
As soon as she hangs up, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm outside.
You're like,
won't be able to find me for the rest of the day. Well, even if you look out the window, you won't see me.
Dude, I was outside every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I spent every day outside.
Even if it was raining, I still went outside. Yeah. In my raincoat, splashing in the puddles.
Yeah. Even if I didn't have a raincoat, I still went out.
Where are my short shorts back in the day? The blue ones.
The ones that had like the white line down the sides. Yeah. The running shorts.
Slit.
Yeah.
Just a slit.
Yeah, just the running shorts.
You're like, yeah. People were like,
it was the 80s. That's what
nobody cared.
That's what you wore. Tube
nobody
socks.
Cared. Yeah, no tube socks. Yeah, way up to your kneecaps.
Nobody did care.
Nope, nobody cared. Well, the girls wear that now. So it's like short shorts, the really high tube socks.
Yeah.
But if you do that nowadays, people are like, you're stupid. What is wrong with you? Like, I look cute, though. What do you think of my old
that stuff
Nikes?
Some of it is coming back.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that stuff coming back.
Well, bell bottoms have always been coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of like that's been kind of hitting on the door a little bit here and there since the 90s.
Yep.
I remember lots of people were wearing bell bottoms in the 90s.
I remember I can't remember who it was. One of my sister's friends, she had bell bottoms, but they had like the ties on the side, the leather ones.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're like, and it had no buttons. And you're like, wait a minute. I'm like, no, not the button in the front, nothing. Not even as it was just, I was like, all right.
They probably just stretch. Then,
yeah, but it was like weird.
They made those. They made those in the 70s.
Yeah. I remember I thought I was buying a pair of pants and it said boot cut, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't boot cut. It was like really big boot cut.
Yeah.
It almost looked like JNCOs. Remember those?
Yeah.
The big, huge pants. Yeah, that's
what the skater pants.
I put them on. I was like, these are bell bottoms. I was like, I look cute.
Yeah, they're for platform boots.
I was like, what is this? And the guy's like, You're wearing women's clothes. I was like, well, I look nice. But I'm taking these off. Gonna buy men's. Thanks. It was in the men's section. You figure, okay, boot cuts. Well, yeah, I just grabbed them. Didn't even look at the bottoms. It was like all flared out and stuff. And I was like, they're so pretty. Where's the flowers?
Boot cut is a little bit wider at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, and some of it's a little bit too wide.
Yeah, that's wide. That was wide.
Like, wide load.
Yeah, it was like, all I need is a tube top and my hair up.
I need a scrunchie.
You guys got scrunchies?
Anybody got a scrunchie?
And your hair's all curled. I look so pretty.
Ask a kid today what a scrunchie is.
Yeah, people are like, what?
What?
What's a
some might know.
Some might know, yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, some of the styles are coming back from like the 70s and 80s.
Yep. Yep.
So if you notice, like some of the young boys, their haircuts are the same as like the 70s
dumb and dumber.
And 80s. No, not the bowl cut. Not the bowl cut. That was the 90s.
No, I see
like every
lot
kid
of,
had the bowl cut.
I see a lot of bowl cuts lately. Like, I drive by and go, hey, Lloyd Christmas, how's it going? You know, it's every
time. No, I'm talking like the mop.
Oh, the mop, yeah.
Yeah, like the way that the hair comes down into like into their eyes, you know?
You're like, hey.
And it's really long. Yeah, and they just like
it's almost like Bieber time.
Yeah, but worse. Even more hair.
Yeah.
It was like they have a big head of hair.
Yep.
And it's like, stop it.
I had long.
Wait until you get a little bit older. That's going to thin out.
Yep, that's going to thin out, buddy, and you're going to look so
enjoy
pretty.
Enjoy it while you can.
You're going to look cute with that tied back ponytail with like three strands. Like my dad used to do. I'm like, Dad, stop. And he would always give me crap about it, and he's like, oh, you're going to go bald one day? I was like, no, I'm not. He's like, yeah, you are. You wear hats all the time. I was like, I haven't gone bald yet.
You know, I heard
yet.
That same thing.
If so you wear I hated that.
If you wear hats all the time, you're going to go bald because you wore hats. I think that's not true.
No, it's not, because I laughed at my dad, and I was like, you know why you're going bald? And he's like, just stares at me, and I go, because you don't wear hats. He's like, I wouldn't wear them stupid things.
I think you went bald because you're his kid.
Yeah, probably. That's when my mom was going bald. She's like, oh, God, him again? They both were. I'd like, Dad, I'm here. Oh, great.
Yeah, he lost another strand.
Put it in a toilet and flush it so you don't have to look at it.
It's weird, though. Like, women lose more hair than men do most of the time.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean, it's always all over the... All over the shower.
Sink. It's on the floor.
It's really long.
And everyone's like, clean the bathroom. Like, this ain't my stuff. I don't have hair.
I mean, you know, we lose it, but Where does it go? I don't ever find it.
I don't find it.
But you know what? I darn sure will find female long hair.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Your butt crack for no reason.
Yeah.
You're like,
after you do the laundry.
What
yeah.
the heck?
Yeah, like, where'd that come from?
It's like a wad. Looked like somebody was trying
like
to tie a knot.
From like
couldn't.
Months ago. Like, yeah. How did it get there?
I don't know. You're wondering why you're the only idiot walking around the mall itching your tush. You're like, what is that? Oh, God. And you're like.
And it's your mom. It's your mom's hair. Like, how did that get there?
Somebody, you're like, why is it blonde?
I don't know anybody with that color hair.
Oh, I know why. I tainted it. It's so bad.
Oops. Oopsie. Yeah, I didn't do it.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It's just, I don't know.
The mall.
Yeah, we don't even have one of those.
No.
Which it's terrible. But
well, I mean, it's tough now to keep any stores open.
Well, the rent there was like absolutely
it was ridiculous.
Horrendous.
It was
like, God. Like, I was like, hey, how much is this store rental?
I was surprised that Spencer stayed there as long as it did. It stayed there for so long.
And Hot
Like
Topic.
It tried. Yeah. And,
yeah.
Tried so hard. There was only like a few stores left. And yeah. They were one of them.
Yeah. You walk like, and you're here. Freaking one of those tumbleweeds going by and stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, this place is terrible.
And the dollar store stayed there for a while, too.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah.
Payless was there for a while.
Payless, yeah.
But still, I think Spencer's was one of the last stores to go.
The pretzel place was still there.
It was so funny, though. At least you could walk in and at least, like, entertain yourself.
Oh, yeah, you're like, I remember what was there. I remember the bookstore. I remember... You're just like, wow.
Wilson's Leather.
I bought my first leather coat there. The one with the hood, and you thought you were cool, and it's long, and then I was like, I'm never wearing this.
I'm never going to wear it. I
wore it like three times, and I was like, I'm done with this thing. Billy's dying over there. Oh, my God.
No. I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Here for you.
I'm here for you. I do that to my wife in her office. She
That's
has an
fun.
Office, she has a window, and she's yeah. not paying attention. I go,
and she's oh,
like,
yeah.
You're an idiot.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, the cable man. Guy.
Yeah, I love that movie. I don't know. Jim Carrey hated that movie.
I know.
He hated it. He was like,
but it was great.
It was, man. It was. I love that movie. Where he's like,
yeah.
Chase him. Oh, it was great.
He had to have a lisp.
Yeah. I'll juice you up.
I'll give you free cable. I have my ways.
Are you saying that what I did was irresponsible? Are you asking me for illegal cable? Because of that, yeah, I'm not supposed to give you illegal cable. I'll juice you up.
It's the cable guy.
The cable guy. God dang it. Oh, I love it.
I've had
movie.
These black bars on my teeth here all day.
I like the part where he actually had the actual spider crawl across his face.
Yeah.
I was like, nice. It was a daddy long leg, so it was fine. I usually hold those in my hand anyways.
Can you imagine the kinds of stories Daddy Longlegs could have sitting in the corner of people's houses?
Yeah.
Just witnessing everything every day.
Any bug.
Yeah, I know.
Like, do you see what they just did? That's awkward. How do you do that?
Chuck, go get the popcorn. Go get the one popcorn kernel that we can chow on while we're watching this.
Come on, hold on to it. If you drop it, they're going to know we're here.
Don't tell the flies.
Yeah, the flies are jerks. They always throw up on it.
Actually, tell the flies. Tell them.
It'll soften it up a little bit.
We'll have snacks later.
This dude's got cream of corn.
I don't think they care, really.
No, they don't. Oh, look, we even have our, like, look, that's pretty cool. We have, like, closed captioning.
Ooh.
That's so awesome.
I think it's because it's just you have to turn the closed captioning on the TV.
Oh.
Maybe it's on.
That's okay. I guess that's what okay. I'm saying. I'll stare at it and be like, what am I saying?
That's just in case you don't have the volume up, I guess.
Yeah, just in case you're literally deaf.
Yep.
What are they saying? There you go.
Oh.
is that Chuck and Billy? No.
It drives me nuts if I'm watching a movie and the closed captioning turns like is on all by itself.
Oh, I hate that.
And I'm like, okay. And I have to turn it off. And I'm trying to figure out how to turn it off.
You're like, oh, there we go.
It's only because like I don't usually mind it, but at the same time, if I'm really watching something, I'll end up reading all of the captions and not paying attention.
And everything's done. You're like, dang it.
Yeah, not paying attention to what's going on. And I'm like, oh.
That's what I did when I watched something with my wife. It's like a Spanish show. Yep. So good. It was actually really good. And I'm like this.
Yeah, with your eyes up and down, up and down, up and down.
And it was so bad, but I watched the whole thing, and I was like, this is... So I got to the point where I could see that my peripherals and not even... I was like, oh, I know what they're saying. I can watch the whole show.
You know, so that is good. One way to learn.
Yeah, but I can't, so it doesn't make a difference. I have the ability of a popcorn fart. I can't do it. Yummy.
I think everybody can. I think it's just how it depends on... how you learn.
I mean, I can, but I can't, and I
think about it this way. When we're babies,
yeah,
okay, and we're learning how to speak, what do people do? What do our parents do? They hold up a ball and say, ball.
Yep.
Right? And you learn that. Cookie. They hold up a cookie and say, cookie. They hold up a cup and say, cup. You know? So that's how we initially learn our language, right? So maybe learning it that way could help.
What's this? I don't know.
it's a memory. It's like a memory thing. And then I don't know. Some people learn better that way.
Yeah, I mean, I learned pretty good when I was...
Hands-on.
Okay, it's not it. Anyway, like when I was in Ecuador, I did learn, a guy was teaching me, and I actually learned pretty quick. So I was like, I got this. This is amazing. But then he was teaching me how to say long sentences, and I was like, I don't got this. I'm
this
not
is
amazing.
Harder. I was this like, is harder than I thought.
I was like, am I saying it right? He's like, no. I was like, oh.
See, and it's not uncommon that people who are learning it can understand everything but not say it yet. It's just a thing because our brains have to switch it up. And then, if you're going to speak it, your brain's got to switch it up.
Yeah.
You can understand it in the brain, and then you have to switch the language and then speak.
Yeah.
So it has to come at you. You turn it into what you know, and then you have to respond.
Well, it's funny because
you're doing more than one thing.
It's funny because we went to Ecuador in November, and out of the blue, it all just was like word vomit. I was like,
how did this happen?
I was like, where did that come from? And they're like, oh, gracias. I'm like, oh, gracias. And I walk away. I was like, how did I do that? Nobody was with me. My wife wasn't there. Nobody. I just did it all on my own.
Good for you.
I was like, yeah, go me.
Yay.
Need a pin or something. Congratulations. You're not that stupid.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just something we do.
Well, it's because, I was there for 5 years. It was just, you hear the words and you're like, boom.
Yeah.
But, I mean, anything that I needed, I would literally ask, and I knew what I needed, and I knew how to say it. But there was times where I didn't know how to say things, like toilet paper.
and you need that.
Helenico or something. I can't remember. I could be saying it wrong, but it's something like that. But I kept saying it like I wasn't wording it properly. And they're looking at me like this.
Pronunciation. Yeah.
And they're staring at me. I was like, look, I'm not a dog. And I was like, wipe your butt like that. And they're like, oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, okay. And they just handed it to me. I was like, yeah. And then she said it to me. And I was like, I don't got that. But
I think for me, it's reading it is okay. Like, I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But to learn it from reading it is not how I want to do it. You know, like, you have to tell me it. Say it. Make sure I'm saying it right. Show me what it is.
Yep.
Then I can learn it. But from just sitting there reading something and then trying to put the words together, that's not going to get me anywhere.
I mean, I've tried things like those. What is that thing called? They have like an app for it.
Like Duolingo or?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I can't remember. I don't think it was that, but I did this thing where it was like telling me like, hola and cómo estás. And I was like, oh, okay, I got these. And then they started going further.
Normal,
and I was like,
normal.
I don't know what that is. And they're like, put it together. I'm like,
You're going too fast for me.
You're hurting my feelings. You're making me look dumb.
I feel really, really stupid right now.
I feel like when I was in the midget school, I can't do this. Like little preschool.
Little people schools.
Yeah, midget school.
at least I could take a nap back then in the middle of the day.
Dude, when I was, yeah, I know. It was like the little green cot. You're like, they don't do that anymore.
Or the mats.
Yeah.
They'd roll out the mats.
I remember they had these like metal, that was like a, like metal green cots. They had like the little thing on there. Looked like,
or like the camp, like the camping cots.
Yeah. They would have a whole bunch of them. And some of us wouldn't get a cot. We'd get a, like,
a rollout mat.
Yeah, just like a crappy mat or styrofoam or whatever they put on there. And this kid,
here's your blanket. Lay down, take a nap.
Go to sleep.
Lay down and shut up.
You ain't getting cookies and juice later. Anyways. So I remember I jumped on this cot, and when I jumped on it, it ripped.
Oops.
I didn't jump really high, but I kind of like just flopped in it and, like, and I hit the floor.
Oops.
And then my teacher was like, "You comfortable?" And I had the blanket over, but my head was way down here. And I was like, "Yeah," like that.
I'm great.
Like, okay. And then I got up. I was like, "Teacher, the cot ripped and I fell." And she was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "I think there's another one in the back room. You can go get it." I was like, "Yay!" And the kid that wanted the cot, I was like, "You can have it now." And he just looks at me like pissy because he had like a crappy mat.
Oh.
And then I grabbed the cot and I put it down. I just looked at it and went,
"Midnight, nighty night."
But he took my cookie.
Oh, so he got you
when I wasn't paying attention. I was talking to this girl I was so in love with. But anyways, didn't you know what that meant?
Kindergarten?
Yeah. No, well, preschool. Yeah. I was like, she's so cute. Anyway.
So, I don't remember preschool, to be honest with you.
I remember some of it. I remember that. I remember he took my cookie because I got really angry and I threw the juice at him. I remember that. I'm never going to forget that. My cookie was here and I turned to talk to her. And when I turned, he slid his hand and grabbed my cookie, and he started eating it really fast. And I turned, and I was like, and I looked at him, and I was like,
like squirrels.
Yeah. I just threw it at him.
Like squirrels.
He was like, and crying like a little baby, like he was dying.
He was a baby.
He wasn't a baby.
That's what preschoolers.
Nah, he wasn't a baby.
They're toddlers.
He can handle it. It's just juice, you big wuss.
That is so funny.
Grow up.
It's just juice.
Oh, I got in so in trouble. I had to sit in the corner.
Yeah, they did that, didn't they?
Yeah, they were like, they're like, "Chuck, get in the corner." I was like, like that. And she was like, she was like, "You shouldn't have done that. You're so mean." And I was like, "Whatever." Went and sat in the corner. Punching my fist. Like,
and then you just like every so often make noise, like stomp your foot.
Yeah, like, stupid. mean. My teacher was like,
exactly.
"Chuck." She would go, "Chuck, stop it." I'm like,
"I'm not doing anything."
"Do you want to stay here longer?" "No." "Then stop it."
"Yes."
Yeah.
You can't like make me.
Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
"Do you want another detention?"
Yes.
"That's four." "Do you want another?" "Yes." "That's for you. Do you need another?" "No." "Are you sure?" "Yes." I love that movie.
"I own you for 2 months.
2 months, I got you.
I own you.
You mess with a bull, you get the horns, kid." Yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah.
Where he spits in the air and catches it, and she's like, "Ah!"
Ew, yeah.
He's like, oh, I love that movie.
I pulled on the lamp, but the elephant wouldn't go on. Oh, man.
Oh, like when he opens his locker and she's like, "Jesus." Like he goes, "Jesus," like that. And he goes, "Sorry, my maid's out on vacation."
My maid's so on gross. Vacation.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say when somebody comes over if you haven't cleaned in the day. "Eh, my maid's on vacation."
"Yeah, my maid's on vacation. I apologize for that."
"I'm so sorry."
"I'm so sorry." "I'm so sorry. My name's on vacation."
Do you need a blanket to sit on?
Do you need
a blanket? I can always get you a blanket to sit on.
I can get you a spot of tea if you need it.
Would you like a spot of tea?
Would you like one cube or two?
I've got a tea kettle in the kitchen right now.
Would you like one cube of sugar or two?
One lump or two.
Bloop.
Do you take milk in your tea?
No, take milk in your tea? Oh, no, Jesus.
Pardon me. Well, but I'm going to get myself a highball.
I put grape upon in mine.
A little bit of whiskey.
A little bit of water.
I pour just a little bit of whiskey in my tea.
This is why we go.
Nobody knows the difference.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy. No,
we should do it up when it hits 4 o'clock.
To WTPR.
We got to do it way
89.7. Yeah, it's happening.
All right. So yeah, you guys are gonna hear us talk like we always do. Here we go. Get ready.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy is Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be back with the soothing sounds of Chuck and Billy after this commercial break.
Process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Yes.
Okay.
We made it back to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1
Lee. Thank you. I hope you're enjoying the soothing sounds of Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
And before, when we were talking about the CDs, yes. It was Columbia House.
Columbia House, yes.
Columbia House, the 12 CDs for 99 cents.
12 CDs for 99 cents.
It's always got to be the same guy that always mocks him when he's talking. He just kind of like just says it just, more emphasis.
Yeah, says exactly what the other dude says. Yeah, exactly.
It's 12 CDs for $9.99. It's 12 CDs for $9.99.
It's 12 CDs for 99 cents.
Delicious.
Did you get it for I'm stuck. One? Or you get the 12 CDs for one penny?
I remember that.
The one penny.
One penny for 12 CDs. And they always gave you crappy options.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Like, what was it? Like Richard Marx?
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible options.
Like Richard Marx.
What am I supposed to pick out of this group?
And like terrible Rick Springfield songs. Like, not the good ones. It was just like Debbie Gibson, you would get her. You'd be like, no. And Tiffany.
Ugh. Turns out later on, they were pretty, you know, they ended up being household names.
Yeah, they're like, Rick Springfield.
Or something you've never heard of before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Fine Young Cannibals. Or Flock of Seagulls.
Flock of Seagulls. Do you like the Flock of Seagulls? No, but I see you do.
Love the hairdo, man. I got to do that.
If I could find a wig,
that would be great. Just be like, hey, how's it going?
It'd be cool to, like, have an 80s party sometime and just have everybody dress up as somebody from the 80s.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Like, mainstream 80s. But, like, real, actual 80s dress was not how people portray it.
No, because I remember guys when they were wearing rock band shirts. They always had, the cut-off shirt.
Yeah, that's the crop top.
That's the new man. That's the man's crop top. So if a man's wearing a crop top, you can't give him any crap because that's the original. I mean, they were the original.
I mean, there was some colorful stuff, but most of the time it was, it was just plain old clothing that people wore.
Like the, what was that?
It was like Guess.
Yeah, Guess and...
Champion.
Wrangler. Levi.
Yeah, Levi's.
Yep.
Well, corduroy, jeans, just never was it like, you never like, you would walk down the street and see too much of the neon.
No.
You know, there was the tracksuits.
Oh, good Lord.
Definitely the tracksuits.
I had one of those. I had a pink and purple and black one.
That's funny.
And I wore it. And I was like, I hate this. I look so still. I look like a neon sign. I can't do this.
The tracksuits used to just match the ski-doos. or like the water skis.
Yeah.
or the water, you know, the water.
Or the big, or the really bright, like, suits that you wore when you went skiing and stuff like that. The big, like, snow.
Yeah, the snow, snow suits and stuff.
What was
ski suits?
Oh, what was the name of the O'Neill? The coats.
Oh, yeah.
O'Neill, and then you have Oakley's.
That was definitely big in the 90s. Oh, yeah.
O'Neill and Oakley and...
Yeah, K2.
Yeah, K2. Dude, I feel so old.
K2. I mean, some of that stuff is still being used.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I want an O'Neill coat. Oh, they're so cool.
Yep.
And then I got one. I was like, these are terrible. I hate them. I didn't like the fit. I just didn't like them. They were too puffy out here. You look like you were like a Jolly Green Giant. It just didn't work.
Stay puffed.
Yeah, Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. Yeah. I look pretty. I don't know.
I feel pretty.
I feel pretty, very pretty. So I did something before I got here.
Uh-oh.
I had the best sandwich ever.
Did
peanut
you?
Peanut butter and fluff.
Oh.
Fluff and nutter. So good.
It's a New England thing.
I hate when people are like, oh, you got to get Jet Puffed. No, you don't. Ever. I don't like the Jet Puffed one. I don't like the taste. It's too sweet.
Jet Puffed?
Yeah, the Jet Puffed. It's like fluff, but it's called Jet Puffed.
I just get fluff.
Yeah, I will never get Jet Puffed. Everyone's like, I buy this, it tastes better. No, you want it because it's got 300 pounds of sugar in it.
Well, the whole thing is sugar anyway.
No, I know, but the fluff doesn't have as much. I've read it, and I'm like, geez. No wonder why I was hyper.
Yeah, right? Fluffinutter.
I love it. They're so good.
They are. Wouldn't it be cool if they made like a cookie? There was a Fluffinutter cookie.
They need to make, like we were talking
they
about.
They make the peanut butter, the Nutter Butters, but yeah. They should make like a Fluffinutter.
Yeah,
butter,
peanut butter and fluff.
Cookie. Yeah,
or they should make the Uncrustables peanut butter and fluff.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Why don't they do? Oh, stop! Because we need to do that.
Yeah,
Chuck and Billy's not your cup of tea. Fluffer Nutter Uncrusties.
This ain't your underwear.
This ain't your mama's underwear. It's like, ew. Why would you put that on there?
That's horrible advertising.
This is terrible.
Who's your advertising company? Terrible.
Poked with a Stick Productions.
Hopefully there's no actual production company called Poke with a Stick.
There is.
That's pretty funny.
I came up with I thought I came up with that because I use it on my Suno. I call it Poke with a Stick Productions. And I was like, there's no one like that. I looked all over and it was like a movie company, a radio company. I was like, really? But it's not. That doesn't matter. If it's a different. What the heck? One's movie. One's. What the heck was the other one? I think it was like a. It was called Poked with a Stick Studios. So that was like a studio company. But I have one that's just the music one, so they can't really say anything.
Poke with a Stick.
Poke with a Stick Productions. Watch the body, the dead whatever froggle.
Ew.
And he just keeps poking it.
That's gross.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
So.
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, you're like, so, this happened.
That was just water.
Just water. It's just water, guys. Just water. It's delish.
There's no whiskey in it.
You whiskey. There's like no whiskey in it. Maybe Chantal.
Maybe Chantal.
She'd be a great maid, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
So do you want me to like clean the tables with like the duster, or do you want me to like do you want me to clean it with like a towel? My name's Chantal.
I just find her so funny. That character is so funny because she says her name every few seconds.
I
forgot it or something.
You know what's weird? Out of all the times that we've come up with characters, that is the only person we did not come up with as an actual character.
Yeah, she has no face or anything.
So now
she's just a personality.
Now I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna make a character called Chantel, and she's like super like valley girl ish, and she's gonna have like her hair to the side.
the ponytails to the side,
and some barrettes in her hair.
So you're gonna turn her into an '80s chick?
Yeah, I should put her on that little cartoon though.
You should.
Hi, my name's Chantel. Do you guys need someone to clean your studio? Because I'm really good at it. And I use a lot of Pledge. My name's Chantel.
It smells pretty, like lemons.
Like lemons. So nice.
Oh. See, if I could get the cartoon to do like Christopher Walken's voice, it would be perfect. Because I would put him in the cartoon. I'd have to ask him, but I'd still put him in it.
Yeah.
Like, you guys just need to do the right thing. You can't even
get the right thing is relative, isn't it?
Not really. Not with pig vomit.
Yeah, right?
Dude, all right. This is gross, but I'm saying it. Anyways, I was walking my dog the other day.
Oh,
No. Wait.
Wait for it.
My name's Chantel. I was walking him, right? And I was walking Kokomo. And we get to the curb. I walked him across the street to get back to where I was. And all of a sudden, I was pulling him. And I stopped and look. He's eating cat puke.
Ew.
And I didn't even know he was doing it. I was like, what are you doing? Like that. I pulled him away. He's like... I was like, No. Like, oh, my God.
How did you know it was cat?
Oh, you could tell.
Oh, did it have the...
Yeah, it was just like... I was like, ew.
It was a hairball.
Oh. No, it was like, okay, when you see cats yak. Yeah. That. It's like a line. And they go like that. And
it just shoots out. like projectile. Poor cat.
Looks like those little fireworks, those snake
poor
things
kitty.
You lightning.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do. That coil. Poor cats.
Oh, man. It was so bad.
They all do that, don't they?
Yeah. It's gross. You're like, oh, come on. But it's like sausage. So it looks like in its own little container. You're like,
Well, I found something kind of funny. It's actually news that came out of New York.
Oh, God.
In February. So it happened in February on February 21st.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. Shoppers in upstate New York earlier this month turned up a rare find while pursuing a local antique store this month. And this was in Durham.
Oh, God.
Tucked next to a cookie jar made in the shape of a chicken was a live owl resting peacefully on a shelf. The State Department of Environmental Conservation said Friday the incident happened on February 21st in the hamlet of East Durham, about 127 miles north of Manhattan.
That's cool.
That is neat.
Yeah.
You imagine just shopping around in an antique store and all of a sudden there's an actual live owl.
You're like, oh, I'm going to buy this. Hey, hey. Rips your hand off.
The conservation police officers arrived to find a brown and white owl perched on a shelf with its eyes firmly shut.
Oh, that's nice.
And they said they gently cradled the sleeping owl to remove it from the store and then released it into a wooded area where it flew into a nearby tree.
Bam!
Turns out it was an eastern screech owl, which most owls are nocturnal. It typically rests in tree cavities. Aw.
That's so cute.
Oh.
My name's Chantel.
They don't know how it got in the store.
That's crazy.
It found its way in, got on a shelf next to a chicken. Said, well, since this chicken is here, I guess
roosters.
I'll just hang out right here.
Yeah, he looks the same as me.
This must be where all the birds go.
I have a pretend owl up in my attic.
Yeah.
It's called a bat. He's huge.
Flying puppies.
Yeah, it was huge. I went up there to get something and it was like... I was like, nope. It was. It,
you know, you actually have to call. You got to call somebody to remove the bat.
Yeah, I know.
Because you can't. You can't harm bats.
I'll just do what Chris Farley and.
Oh my God! I touched my thumb.
Oh my God! I got rabies.
Well, the bat dung.
Yeah.
Is actually poisonous.
Worse. Yeah.
Yeah. So. If you got a big bat in the belfry, it's good luck, but at the same time, like, and it gets rid of the bugs, but, you know.
Yeah, you can hear him at night. Go,
if he's a bother, give him a call. They'll come and just take it out
of
there.
Yeah, I'll call somebody. I got
bats in the belfry.
And soon on.
There's bats in the belfry in the castle.
It's the hunchback of
the Fuller. Don't go to the Fuller Castle. It has bats in the belfry.
You gotta do the whole teeth thing. There's the thing there. There's
bats in the belfry.
Hey, yeah. Isn't there? I just jumped on.
Don't go to the Fuller House.
No, they're not here.
There's good bats in the clock tower.
There's a bat up in my drinking area. There's a bat up in my drinking area. Could you please go eat it? It's flapping around and making a lot of noise.
I had a bat inside my house once. Not this house, but it was back in like the early 2000s. Like I was living in one of the apartments in the apartment building that my parents owned years ago.
Yep.
And I made like this like blanket fort in my living room. I had cats at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like watching TV, but I had like the blanket kind of over my head for most of the time I was in there.
Yeah.
And I could see the cats, right? And they had their heads looking up, and their heads were doing this circle thing, right? Looking at something. And I was like, maybe there's like a big moth in here. It was summertime.
Yeah.
And like maybe they're just watching this big moth fly around in a circle. So I flipped the blanket up to look to see what they were looking at. And it was a bat flying around. I had a roommate at the time. And I was like, I was like, Morgan, who was in bed? And she came, you could hear whenever she ran through the house. She was a little person. And when she ran through the house, you could hear her. Like, for such a little person. And she comes running in, and I'm like, there's a bat in the house. Is it going to bite me? And she's like, yes.
You're going to get rabies.
I was like, well, what do we do?
You need 15 shots in the belly.
So we tried to get it out. We tried to get it out so much. She's running after it, hopping up on the couch and hopping up onto my bed because it flew into my bedroom.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, we had quite a time trying to get it out.
Oh, man, that must have been fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I remember, what was it? I can't remember who it was. One of my friends or somebody had a squirrel in their house because they left their window open. No screen, just wide open. And all of a sudden they're cooking and it just goes on the stove and I hear it, like the dude screaming from Accepted.
Oh yeah.
He's like, what the heck was that? Like that.
Don't tell anybody
like
about
Yeah. Don't tell anybody about that. I was like,
don't tell anybody to scream like
he
that.
He screamed, right? And he calls up and he's like, dude, you gotta help me get this squirrel out of the house. I'm like, how do you got a squirrel in your house? He's like, I left my window open. I was like, do you have a screen? He's like, no. I was like, no, why would you leave your window open? It's summer. He's like, oh, come on, man. So I came over, and I'm laughing. Dude, I'm laughing. Like, I'm so... His scream is so funny. And I'm like, dude, you sound like a girl. Like, you literally sound like a little girl.
Don't tell anybody.
He's like, man, I don't care, dude. Get that thing out of here. It's going to hurt. It's going to bite me, and it's going to hurt. And I'm like, it's not going to bite you. Just stay calm.
You imagine the squirrel's probably just as scared.
Yeah, and he was, like, running all over the place. It was, like, going like this and trying to get out. Couldn't find his way out. So I
doesn't want to be in there either. So
I was like, "You got any peanuts or anything?" He's like, "Yeah, there's some in the cabin. There's some cashews up there." I was like, "All right, cool." So I grabbed cashews and I go like this, and the squirrel kind of chilled out a little bit. And it kind of walked up, grabbed the cashew, and it sat on the table eating it. And I walked over and I put them by the window.
Yeah,
walked over and then jumped out.
Yep.
And then I took the cashews and I threw them out, closed the window. I was like,
"There,
that's simple, bro. That's simple.
Very simple."
He's like, "Oh my god, saved my life." I was like, oh, Jesus. Seriously? Saved your life?
Too bad you couldn't have squirrels as pets. You can't have them as pets, I think, in Massachusetts. So.
My great-grandma had a skunk as a pet. She took the bags out, though. That thing was the greatest. I remember it when I was little.
You could take the scent out, yep. But no matter what, they still smell.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of, I got a whiff of my first skunk of the year last night and then saw it, and I was like, Harper, get inside.
Get in her.
I'm not washing skunk off of you right now.
Yeah, we're not doing the whole tomato sauce thing. It's not. I don't feel like going anywhere.
It let me know that it was around because I could smell it, but it wasn't. It wasn't nearly as bad as in some other places in Pittsfield.
Oh God,
where they're everywhere.
Like there's
that
always,
smell gives me like the worst headache.
They're always by the old jail where I live. Always. And there's a you're huge. He's not a little thing. He's a monster.
Yeah, because there's lots of people living around there, and then they put their garbage out.
And Dee Dee's always like, oh, I'm going to get it. No, you're not.
They got a fancy feast going on.
Yeah, Dee Dee's like, yeah, come here. Come on. I'm like, yeah, well, that thing would spray you, and you'd cry like a little baby. Knock it off.
Yep.
And I hold her like this, and she's like, you're not going to go attack it, because I'm telling you.
They are funny. They're like cats.
I like the little babies. They're so adorable. They're so freaking adorable.
They are.
because my mom had them under her
porch. I don't know why people, if you're not afraid of skunks and you just observe, they're fine.
Yeah. If you scare them,
they're actually one of the most, they're one of the easiest animals to, one of the nicest animals, actually.
Yeah.
Besides raccoons. Raccoons can get scared. So when they're scared, they're not going to, you know.
Yeah.
They're not going to be so nice. But no. If you just, you know, take your time and just observe, yep. They are one of the, those two are, animals are nicer than you think.
Yeah. People don't get that, though. They're like, I'm going to kick it, throw things at it. Yeah, that's not going to help
you. I was feeding raccoons right out of my hand once. I never felt a raccoon hand until just a couple of years ago.
It was like, grabs your little hand.
Yeah, like it's got, it was taking food out of my, I had peanuts. And yeah. It was taking the peanuts out of my hand. And I just pet the under of the of its hand.
Yeah.
And it was the softest, like most, if you've ever felt like a really soft leather, it was very cool, and it was soft like leather.
That's cool.
Like really soft, like faux leather.
I love your gloves.
And they were really, really gentle, like trying to take stuff from me, like super, super gentle. At first they would do it with their, at first they would, he tried with his mouth, and it was, again, super gentle. Super, super gentle. And then just grabbed with the hand.
Yep.
And then just sat there just to see if I would flinch and was eating and watching me. And I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. There were two of them. One was up in the tree waiting, and the other one was just feeling me out.
Well, I remember my uncle used to, like I said this before, I think. My uncle had a deer that he would always, that always came to him. And my uncle was a deer hunter, but it was a Bambi. And
fun.
Yeah, and it came over to, I always call it a Bambi.
Me too, usually.
Yeah, because I love that. No, I don't. Anyway.
Part where his mother dies?
I love it. It's my favorite. So I came over to my uncle one time, and he's like, he's calling me, because we had, like, I was staying at his house. It was me, my mom, and someone, I can't remember who else was there. I think it was my grandma. But he's like, Chuck, he's screaming at me, and I'm like, the hell is he calling me for? So I get up, because I'm watching Bruce Lee, because that was my thing. With my uncle, I had to watch Bruce Lee movies, so I walk out and I'm like, oh, I got super excited. I was like, and I went down fast on the stairs and was like, he was like, no, go slow. And I was like, okay. I walk over and I got over next to my uncle, and he puts, I can't remember, he put something in my hand. I'm going like this to it, and it's eating out of my hand. I start petting its head. Oh my god, it was amazing. It was so cute, and it was like, it just took off. And my uncle goes,
deer are really beautiful.
Oh yeah. My uncle was like, man, when that deer gets older.
Unless it's a doe, then you have to have a tag. But I haven't seen deer yet.
No, me either. I've seen some on the highway, but that's as far as I got.
I have seen them, but just not this year yet.
Yeah.
And not since, you know, winter started. But earlier in the fall, I saw a couple. So I'm sure they're going to be coming around soon.
Yay.
Bear are coming out.
Yay.
So be careful.
Bam! That's the end of that. How's your faith?
It's good. And they're going to be hungry. Yeah. They're going to be hungry. So
they're going to be hungry.
Yeah, I didn't really see many out during winter. I mean, it's been too cold, but definitely did see a lot of coyotes out.
Yeah,
more recently they were singing.
You posted the video of those, right? Coyotes that were
a couple of them, a couple of videos. I have a bunch. They're every other night.
I was like, around, so.
they haven't come around too much. It's been more lately. It's been the bobcat.
Yeah,
has been coming around. But a couple nights last week there were a couple, and then of course a few nights ago, that's all I heard was like a whole. I don't know how many there were, but they found something somewhere pretty close by.
Yeah,
and they were all hooting and hollering, and I was like, Harper, we need to go in.
Oh no!
We need to go in right now.
They found the Blair Witch, kids.
Well, there's a farm that's not far, you know. So I don't know which direction they were hooting and hollering from, but it was close.
Yeah,
and it felt like it got closer. And I was like,
"Come on!"
I mean, I've seen them. I've been outside when they were out there, but like. I don't know how hungry they are.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not feeding you peanuts.
Because there hasn't been any bunny rabbits around for a while, so.
Here, kitty.
It's been
kitty.
Way too cold, way too snowy.
Dude, where was I? I was at the, I've been saying this since I was younger. I always say, here, kitty, no matter if it's a giraffe. I don't really care. So I did this at the zoo in New York. We went on a New York zoo trip when I was in school. I was like, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. My friends were like, it's a giraffe. I was like, so? And it went down and took the food out of my hand.
It doesn't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I know, but it was just funny. And they were like, I'm going to try that. And I remember they went to the monkey cage.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
They were like, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. I'm not joking. Just did a whip. It was like, and I was like, oh, my God. Well, don't call them cats.
Don't call them.
Get angry.
Don't call the monkeys cats.
Kitties. Don't say, here, kitty, kitty, because they're going to get angry at you. And I remember one came over and grabbed the banana out of my hand, which wasn't trying to give it to him anyways, but he took it. So I was like, yeah, you're not supposed to. Dude.
Were they apes?
No, they were just, I think they were orangutans. I'm not sure. Orangutans are those little spider monkeys. I'm not sure which. The spider monkeys.
Orangutan.
Just whipped it. I was like, ew.
Spider monkeys are cute, though.
Oh, they're adorable.
Aw.
Yeah, they're like, their big hands are like, whoa, whoa.
Apes.
Apes are great. Great ape. I remember that cartoon. I hated every minute of that cartoon. I hated that cartoon. I don't know why. I just never would watch it. I didn't like Grape Ape.
Don't think I watched it.
No. Speed Buggy. I watched that a couple times. It was never my favorite. But.
Oh, well, we reminisce.
Ah, we're old.
We really date ourselves when we do that, don't we?
I know. We're like, ah, Speed Buggy. Yeah, dang it. People just stop. You know they do. They're like, oh, the Captain Caveman.
You know, there's a lot of folks that are going to relate.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that are out there listening going,
I remember. Sometimes it's nice. You know, you bring back, you go, it's kind of nostalgic. You go down, yeah. You go down that nostalgic memory lane, and it kind of takes your mind away from all the grief that's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the
grief.
Garbage.
All the
crap.
Grief.
Ignorance, stupidity, you know, all that stuff.
Just all the grief.
Yeah, watch some Hanna-Barbera cartoons. You'll be happy. You'll be like, I remember this one. It's sad because you do remember them.
Yeah.
And your memory's like, and then you're like, I remember this.
As soon as you hear the music, yeah. It just all comes back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those were the greatest times when you were a kid. You knew nothing about what was going on in the world.
Yeah, you're like, this is the best, eating my honeycomb.
And, you know, people today are like, well, how come, you know, you can just talk about other things rather than what's going on? Because there are kids.
Yeah, there's kids.
Because there's young kids that don't need to know right now.
Yeah, they don't need what's going on.
What's going on?
Just let them be kids.
Let them be kids, right.
Yeah, don't give them a tablet, because then they're just going to be like, what's going on in the news?
And I mean, I'm talking real young kids, like, you know, like 5, 6 years old. They don't need to know right now.
No, they don't need to know anything. They just want to watch some.
And that's why people are going on with what they got to go on with, so that, you know, their kids don't have to hear about some of the things that are going on.
Exactly. They don't need to.
Because we never knew when we were kids. We never knew what was going on.
No, I didn't. I was outside playing with my cars and my Hot Wheels and having a blast.
And there was things going on back then. You'd learn about it later in school, and you're like, wow, really? I didn't know any of that was happening.
Challenger blew up right in front of my eyes while I was
eating
lunch.
We knew about that. We knew about
that.
That
was sad. That was terrible.
We were all watching.
That was really sad.
That was really sad for everyone.
Because there was a teacher, and I was excited. And I was like,
everyone was
like,
excited.
Boom! And I'm like, what happened? I'm just staring at it, and I'm like.
It was unreal.
It was
another one of those things, like 9/11, that happened that you saw on TV.
But my teacher was like.
It's very surreal.
We were allowed to go upstairs with our lunch that day.
Yep.
And my teacher walks over, and right after it happened, I'm like, what happened? And no one really knows. She goes, oh, nothing. They're going to the moon, and turned it right off.
Yeah. Just some fireworks.
She was respectful enough to not tell us right away. But then I found out when I went home that it blew up, and they were all killed. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible.
A lot of us knew, you know, just by what happened. Like, we knew what happened, but it was like, is that real?
Yeah,
did that really happen?
Like,
how did that? Was that just like, did they just like drop part of the ship?
Yeah,
what's going on? Like, what really happened? And then you find out later, but you know, that was devastating.
I mean, our teacher told us the next couple days that what happened, but. She asked us, she was like, do you guys know what happened in the Challenger? And I had a huge crush on my teacher, but anyway, I was like.
Who didn't have a crush on one of their teachers throughout their lifetime?
I was like this,
lifetime?
I like stuck my hand up in the air, she's like, Chuck? And I was like, the Challenger blew up and everyone died.
Did I get it right?
Do I get a sticker?
Do I get
the smelly
star.
Stickers?
Oh, yeah. Scratch and sniff.
Yeah. Oh, it smells like blueberries.
I always hated it when I got a scratch and sniff sticker and it was a pickle.
Yeah, like, here's your
like,
pickle.
It wasn't a cupcake. You're it was like, a pickle.
Are you telling
me? Yeah. Hell, oh, man. And that's how we're going to conclude.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
And that's how the cookie crumbles. Right here on Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys listening. We really do. And we're thank you. Thank you very much for being our neighbor.
Thank you very much for being our...
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield, and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
You guys have a wonderful, beautiful day. And put on your cardigans.
And don't forget to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Tie your shoes.